Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Guy Williams, who joins us every Monday in the 12 o'clock hour, and we appreciate same. Guy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Great to be with you.
Guy, let's start off, if you don't mind, about today's inaugural activities, a new administration, a new light, a new hope, a new excitement. Your thoughts?
Really encouraged. I was there, and first, it wasn't boring. Many inaugurations are boring, a lot of speeches, and this one was high on music, high on entertainment value, but also the encouraging thing is you had parish presidents from around the region there, and also on stage, you had Republican Steve Scalise and Democrat Troy Carter sort of speaking together arm in arm about the importance of New Orleans. So when the mayor talks about working with the other parishes, I think she's genuinely serious. I think she's committed to meeting in each parish with the parish presidents rather than trying to summon people to New Orleans. But also it was encouraging that the parish presidents chose to attend this event. And it was nice. A surprise appearance by Kamala Harris. So, you know, that was a bit of a shock, but nice to have her make her visit to New Orleans as well. I'm optimistic. I mean, the mayor certainly faces a deep challenge, but the streets were clean this morning. I don't know what they did, but the traditional homeless on Canal Street weren't there as I walked to the Sanger.
Yeah, and in fact, someone else, I think Dave Cohen, was indicating there's a light that's been out forever and a day. And this morning, he takes the same route, and he got to that intersection, and the light was working. It's like, you know, what's going on here?
You know, son of a gun. And, you know, former Mayor Landrieu once said, you know, it's wonderful to be mayor, but the next morning, every pothole is yours. And so it's great. I'm very optimistic. I'm encouraged. But tomorrow morning, all the potholes are hers. And she had to leave the inauguration, not had to, but immediately after the inauguration, they had a budget meeting. Mm-hmm. So she and the council are meeting to talk about, okay, how do we dig out of this hole? Because the hole is still there. It's still real. And we're going to have to cut some expenses in New Orleans and also look at ways to generate additional revenue in order to make things work out.
And actually, in the last 2 weeks of the transition, there were revelations that we find out that the hole is even deeper than what we thought. And there's who knows what else they'll find, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the challenges. We just weren't getting good information. And it's really impossible to make good decisions if you don't have good info. So I'm really sorry the city was not providing better info. I do wish we paid a little more attention. BGR highlighted this about 18 months ago, and, you know, people, I think, sort of swept it under the rug and said, yeah, well, the numbers are the numbers, and we'll just carry on. But I think going forward, we are going to have better numbers. And a reality, we also have the state looking over our shoulder. Now, we made a deal with the state, and I think it was a fair deal, which is, look, y'all don't stand in the way of us borrowing money in New Orleans, but you also get to look at how the money is being spent. You don't get to dictate how it is spent, because that was the original proposal. The state basically becomes the fiscal master for New Orleans, and nobody wanted that. But now we also have permission to borrow, but we also have state oversight. So it's sort of like an additional auditor watching where the money goes. And based on how badly money was spent in the past, I think it's worthwhile to have that extra set of eyes looking at what's going on.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I think, because of the nature of what is kind of being handed over, in the first 6 months of this administration, you almost need like this insatiable curiosity, right? A curiosity that's almost impossible to satisfy so that you can find out the whys of everything.
Yeah, and I think we're going to get that, where we actually look at each division and say, okay, what exactly are you doing? I mean, there are a lot of programs that have great names but bad outcomes. And, you know, the mayor's already said the reality, which is everybody that's on the payroll can't stay on the payroll. We simply don't have the money. So
we're gonna
have some layoffs. We're going to make things more efficient. They're not going to be focused on police and fire. But in other areas, we've got to cut out some nice-to-haves in order that we can keep doing the must-haves.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's pivot real quick to this breaking news story. And the Fed Reserve is receiving grand jury subpoenas about renovation of buildings. This kind of bugs me in a way. You know, if there's a problem, it would seem to me sending in an inspector general, an internal auditor, find out whether or not the procurement process was flawed or whatever. But to just jump right to a grand jury subpoena, it seems that there's something else going on.
Well, it's really, I think, a bit egregious for a number of reasons. Chairman Powell is going to not be Chairman Powell in three more months. In April, you have a new Fed chair. I don't believe for one moment that Chairman Powell sat in his office all by himself with architects and said, we're just going to spend a ton of money on this renovation of the Federal Reserve. Just don't believe he did that. I'm sure there was a committee. I'm sure there was a process. But I'm also sure that anything that's done in Washington, D.C., anything that's done under federal contracting guidelines cost more than it should. So, yeah, we have a historic building being renovated, and it's coming in over budget and over time. Well, that's not a surprise, and it's not criminal. I don't think Chairman Powell put a penny in his pocket. I don't think contractors gave him any money. I don't think he authorized spending that was inaccurate or inappropriate. So I think it's a sideshow, and I agree with you. If you think you have contracting issues, you can inspect it, but it's sort of late to inspect when most of the money is out the door. Now, if somebody did something dishonest, then you go back after the contractor or the architect. But I suspect it's just going to be normal government inefficiency. And I'm with you. I would not have started. You don't want to start with a subpoena. And, you know, for the president, he was tormented by lawfare while he was out of office. I would think he would want to not perpetuate that trend. And I wish we'd see a little bit of a look. It's time to stop just egregiously assaulting political enemies, whether they're on the right or the left.
And then the interesting thing is that, you know, the Fed looks at a lot of historical precedent about, you know, the ups and the downs of the economy, this, that. You and I have talked about this over and over and over again on our Monday visits. There's a lot of information, conflicting things going on right now in the economy. And even some things they really hadn't seen that many times, right?
Yeah, and I mean, look, the Fed relies on a lot of different sources. I think I've said it before. I'm part of the business committee that reports to the Atlanta Fed. And the Atlanta Fed, like other Feds, reaches out to lots of different people. And they just say, what are you seeing? And they gather information. Now, you can call that anecdotes, but when you get enough people giving an anecdote, that's the same thing as a survey. And then you create a business survey. So the Fed's doing their best to get information. This is an interesting and difficult time. You had the partial government shutdown, which confused things. You've had the ebb and flow of tariffs, so that distorts the data. You've had the green energy, green on, green off, and that distorts data as well. So, you know, if you're the Fed trying to rely on data, it is challenging right now because you got a lot of cross currents and a lot of data that is affected by just one-time events, and you don't really know what's coming next.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, kind of out of the blue, and I guess they will reveal at some point whether or not there's been interviews or whatever, or what the suspicions are. You know, it's just only information we have is receipt of grand jury subpoenas. And that I just don't like this tack. I mean, it just doesn't seem to make much sense to me. All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the economics of the Venezuela action. When we return, we're visiting with Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.